propaganda props. Bits and tips of the system that came up for me this week. And only one this week, Tavis Smiley, who was on Democracy Now!, promoting a summit on poverty called Vision for a New America, A Future Without Poverty. In recent shows, we've been looking at how power controls us by controlling the definitions via the pundits across the political spectrum. And these pundits they use must know what's up. It can't be just coincidence when it's so consistent. They're latching onto words that offer hope to us and so are dangerous for power. In the title of this summit, we hear two dangerous words for power, vision and a future, and in particular, a future that's new. But let's look first at this word poverty, which by eliminating, we're told, will usher in a future vision that serves us, we the people, well. Poverty is one of those drift words that doesn't have a fixed meaning, unlike rank, and so can be defined by whoever has the power to name things, whoever controls the definitions, and so can be eliminated with the stroke of a pen. If you are incarcerated, are you included in the poverty statistics? Don't think so. A drift word is subject to whatever force is big enough to push it, but a word like rank and subject stand still. As much as they try to tell us that even slaves are masters of something, we know that they lie. We know we live in a political world, a world made by making slaves. But drift words compromise, inspire doubt, and must be firmly hammered down. If Tavis Smiley truly wants a new world, why not talk about rank? Because if we are ranked and partitioned, there's nothing new about his vision. And notice how he keeps us focused on the nation state, while power has a globe to use to keep us in our place, passive and afraid and unwilling to take responsibility for the whole thing. So power is, as always, engaged in a balancing act. It both has to keep our ambition for change narrowly focused on nation state and community, while simultaneously trivializing the importance of sovereignty, i.e., it wants to demolish our hubris in daring to challenge the notion of global governance. And we'll be returning to that in subsequent shows, this notion of what is the proper arena if we really want to make sure that power is ended in this generation.